Even as the American visitors talk about their hopes for Cuban entrepreneurs, the opportunities for U.S. businesses in Cuba are growing. Airbnb, Verizon, and Netflix are now in Cuba. Soon, Starwood Hotels will open its doors in Havana, and Carnival cruise ships will dock in the country's ports. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Havana on what all of this means for the Cubans who strike out on their own.
Ruben Valladares Martin makes bags, paper bags, all sizes and shapes. Out of his small family home near Havana's airport, Valladares and his 30 employees cut the paper, glue the corners, and assemble the handles all by hand.
Como no sabíamos hacerle esto, en aquel momento, se le hace así a la bolsa.
We had no idea what we were doing when we started this 4 years ago, says Valladares, but he says his bags are the best. Look at this bag. It's so sturdy, it can hold up to 4 bottles of rum, he laughs, bragging about the latest quality control measure in his workshop. Valladares sells the bags to other private businesses, restaurants and stores, and a growing number of state-owned firms as well. He silkscreens logos on the bags, too. His silkscreener makes up to $150 a month. Most others, like handle gluer Vilma Romero, makes $70, about 5 times the average state salary. I feel like heaven fell into my hands when I got this job, says Romero. Bag entrepreneur Valladares is part of a growing private sector that has taken off in Cuba in the last 5 years, since the communist leadership cracked open the state-run economy. Now, with everything from restaurants to beauty salons, as much as 25% of the Cuban economy is in the hands of these business people, known as cuenta propistas, roughly translated the self-employed. While growing in number, it's not been an easy road for these budding entrepreneurs, many of whom met with President Obama today in Havana. Valladares says it's tough finding raw materials for his bags. Business owners complain about being limited to just 12 employees, not having access to credit or ways to export their products. Like the Cuban leadership, University of Havana economist Juan Triana blames the U.S. embargo for dysfunction of the state-run economy. He says Cuba has spent 50-plus years devising a system to sidestep that embargo to survive. It's going to take a while to create a new one. We're not talking 10 years, he says, but we're not saying we can do it in one either. Cuban officials have shown in recent days they can be nimbler with respect to American businesses. They just signed the agreement with Starwood Hotels and Resorts worldwide, allowing the chain to manage 3 hotels here. And they granted a license to 2 Alabama entrepreneurs to manufacture and sell tractors to Cuban farmers. Ruben Valladares says despite all the challenges, he says he can see his bag business growing. Cuba needs this new relation with the U.S. to help us prosper. And, he says, the U.S. needs us for all the opportunities available to businesses here. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Havana.